How you doing, Dale? How you doing?
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you both and everybody out there.
Hey, Ty.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling how I'm feeling.
That's all I'm going to get it's out good, of it, too. That's it.
It's good we're winning, though. We won. No, that's a good feeling.
I know one of the things I noticed on one of the, I think it was one of the newspapers, talking about ups and downs, and it talked about the play of the defensive line, and it said Ty Warren and the defensive line got a big up because of the way you guys handled the running game yesterday. Did you feel going in that was one of the keys for you guys to win? You guys had to keep them from running the football?
Well, we knew that's what they like to do, and we knew Davidson, that used to coach here, they like to repeat successful plays, and they did some of that, and they had some good plays. Everything wasn't rock solid, but you know, for the most part, I think you know we for what they like to do, we held them in check.
What are some of the challenges when you're facing the Carolina Panthers? I mean, I know, you know, we were talking with Christian Fourier yesterday. He said one of the sets they like is a three tight end set. What are some of the other things that you notice when you're watching them on film?
I think what Christian said is pretty accurate. They like a lot of, you know, 3x1 sets, you know, with what Christian was saying, but with the YY and the receiver on the outside. And then yesterday they brought a little bit of that Schottenheimer type of scheme where they bring the tight end in with a possible crack block or pass off of it, and you know, so they did a lot of everything they did was to set up either a pass, the reverse you saw with Steve Smith, and so and they like to repeat successful plays, you know, and because they like to do a lot of what Christian said and what I'm mentioning right now, sometimes if you look at film in detail pretty good, you can kind of predict what's going to happen before it happened, and you probably be 80% right.
When they do throw the football, do you guys feel that you can put pressure on the quarterback without blitzing, without sending extra guys?
Yeah, we think so. I mean, it just depends on what the play call for. You know, if you got a screen team, you're probably not going to be playing the pass aggressively as you would be just an all-out passing team like the, you know, the Colts, even though the Colts, when they pass the ball, they know where they're going, they get rid of it pretty quick. But so for example, like a screen team, we might be bull rushing a lot more just to be aware if that back slides out of the backfield or not. So it might not be, it's not a flashy thing where you just get on the edge and you're taking off and you're going to rush the pass. It might be a deal where we're just going to push this guy back and be aware of what his back is and where he may try to leak out for a screen or just a dump-off pass or something like that, and kind of let the outside linebackers take control of that. And I'm just speaking from the packages that I play in mostly when I'm in the game, which is the 34, most of the first and second down plays.
You had a real interesting week here last week with, you know, four guys being sent home, and there's a lot of commentary on that.
Yeah.
What did you think about the week you had here in Foxborough?
I think it was an interesting week. I mean, from a standpoint where, as you mentioned, guys got sent home, and I think it led to some distractions at times. And I'm not gonna say it didn't. And you know, but for the most part, guys came back and that got sent home and they got right back to work, and internally it wasn't really a big distraction, but just on the outside and how things went down, people became aware of what happened and started speculating, and you know how that thing goes and it just snowballs, and you know, and if you pay attention to it, it becomes a distraction.
If you're in that situation, if you're late, first of all, I should ask you, have you ever been late here?
Yeah.
Okay. If they send you home, do you think that's? I mean, do you think that's fair?
Well, I think. If that's what you're feeling at the time, I guess it is fair. You know what I mean? I think definitely those two back-to-back losses probably led to a lot of the frustration, and why those guys probably get sent home. And you know, when you lose, everybody's looking for that. reason why you lost. You know, did we lose because of this or that? You know, could this guy help us more? You know, did he hurt us? You know, so I think there's a lot of frustrations and the fact that so much was harped on about, you know, just playing solid football and us not doing it, and you know, and that just, I think that led to all of that.
I was going to ask you about leadership, and this is something we've talked about many times in the past. You are one of the young leaders on this team, and there's a bunch of young leaders. Vince is another one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time and a place for a young leader on this team, whether it's a Vince or a Ty Warren or somebody like that, to pull a guy aside and say, listen, if you're not against us, if you're not with us, you're against us. We need more out of you. Have you ever done that with a guy?
Yeah.
And was this one of those situations where a young guy like a Gary Guyton, you know, needed somebody to say, come on now, you're a young player. You got to know that this doesn't fly here, and we got to have it different here.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, me and Gary, you know, talked a little bit last week, you know, Wednesday night, you know, watching film up here when he got, you know, because he came back and watched film, obviously, that night because he was a big part of what we were going to be doing this past week, and he did a great job, and he came back and handled himself professionally. So, yeah.
You know, how do you think that, let me backtrack a little bit. I'm guessing that disciplinary things have happened down here before, and they never get out.
Right.
I mean, don't you think, I mean, you know, guys have been fined before.
Absolutely.
So how do you think it got out, in your opinion?
Well, obviously, Adelius has put it out. Yeah, I mean, isn't that what happened?
That sure feels that way, doesn't it?
I thought I'd ask.
Because that's what we said
that's
the
my
same
theory.
Thing.
My theory is that he's
just been
out there.
A lot of folks think that.
But that's, you know, what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that puts guys in a pretty bad position, though. I mean, I think if it's not just him involved. If he's the only guy who's sent home and he wants to tell people that, hey, I got sent home. But if there are four guys who get sent home and they're probably embarrassed anyway, you know, and then somebody else puts it out there, it makes their whole, it brings
it snowballs,
in,
man. Yeah, everybody just starts speculating. You
yeah.
know? Everybody wants to dig deeper and see, all right, you know, just like the deal with Tiger, you know. It's a car wreck, and then people want to dig deeper. You know, what led to that?
I was with him, too.
Yeah.
Me,
you
too.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. People speculate. They want to know more about what's going on, especially when you have an organization that really much never gets leaked out. You know what I mean? So, of course, people want to know, and, you know, and I guess one individual, he put it out there, and that's what it was. And I think, you know, the speculation began from there.
Is this team strong enough to come back from bad stuff? I mean, I know you won yesterday, but especially that first half, it didn't look like
pretty.
Patriots football to me.
No, it wasn't pretty.
Is this team strong enough to come back from all this junk?
I mean, you know, time will tell. You know, I think, you know, as Bill always say, you know, winning cures everything. And I think, you know, it definitely helped this past week that we did win. But, you know, again, we got three more weeks of regular season ball left. So, you know, time will tell, you know what I mean? And that's when, you know, when the leaders or the so-called leaders need to step up and do what they need to do as far as keeping everything, you know, family-oriented and close-knit. So, you know, time will tell. And, you know, we're all grown men, so, you know, so some people will take heed, and maybe some people won't. We just got to find out who those people are, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be running around the locker room pulling, you know, 30-year-old man coattails all the time, you know what I mean? You know, at some point.
Step up, be a professional.
Yeah, be a professional, man. I got kids at home. I ain't here to take care of nobody else, you know what I mean? So. You know, that's why I feel about it.
You know, at the beginning of the season, I think before game one, I called out the defense a bit, and you gave me a couple of dirty looks.
But you didn't get physical with
them,
I'm happy to say.
No. I appreciate that. But let me ask you, with 3 weeks left in the season, How do you assess the defense right now, and what are you looking for from the defense?
I would say, you know, the assessment thus far has just it's been some good bright spots at times, and it's been some inconsistency at times, and I think that is over the course of time it's been inconsistent. So I think it's really important for these next 3 weeks to be. It's been a lot more emphasis put on starting last week. Emphasis on top of emphasis put on just time and the guys getting together individually, you know, the front seven and the back end getting together and just doing having meetings without the coaches in there at awkward times of the day, you know what I mean? So I think it just needs to be just more emphasis put on these next 3 weeks of just playing consistent team defense. And I think the rest will take care of itself.
Tell Vince we're thinking of him.
Will do.
When he shot putted that helmet yesterday, I thought, oh, this doesn't look good for tomorrow.
Yeah. I didn't see that. But, you know, obviously if he did that, he was in some pain. So,
a little upset, I think, at the time.
Yeah, this mixed emotions. I mean, you know, I even had a little episode out there. And, you know, it's a physical game, man. And when little tedious stuff happens, as a big physical specimen that Vince is, and you know, and a lot of guys are out there, you know, it's frustrating sometimes. So he'll be all right.
Now, before we let you go, do you want to make us feel bad and tell us like some just extremely romantic thing you did with your wife?
No, I tell you,
some island that you bought in the Caribbean for,
yeah,
something.
Some special. Yeah, we had some special thing where gave her, you know, she went to a resort,
no,
a spa, and all this stuff. And,
no, I'm not.
You got something special planned for Christmas? Yes, you do. I can tell.
Well, we kind of keep it simple for Christmas. You know, it's just a time where all the family get together and just kind of reflect and, you know. Just personally, I know I like with the kids and stuff like that. We try not to spoil them. Well, we don't spoil them. You know, we get them something that they want, something that we want them to have, and something they can share. You know what I mean? And make sure they know the reason for the season and all that good stuff. And that's more important than any toys and stuff like that, and just the family time. So we keep it pretty simple.
We're going to ask you in 2010, and you're going to tell us, oh, yeah.
It's going to make us
feel
off.
By the way.
Yeah, he's going to just make us feel like
all the conversations,
failures.
All the conversations we've had like that, it's kind of led to that. You know,
now you have to look through it, don't you?
It was avoiding the conversation, so I just wanted to, you know.
Well, I took my daughter. My daughter and I had a dad date, and we came down here, and we watched The Blind Side.
Okay.
And now, she loves Michael Orr, based on The Blind Side. I didn't tell her about your experiences with him. I didn't want to ruin the whole movie experience for her. So.
Yeah.
I think I better. I
heard it was a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
It really is.
I was tempted to go watch it, I got to say. I won't sit up there and lie. I got the book, and I didn't toss the book. I looked at it, and
some tomatoes at the screen.
No,
own experience with them.
Hey man, good for him, man. Obviously, that was a tragic story on his end, and everybody has a story, you know. But it was good something like that was brought to the light, you know. So
I didn't give her the "do I have to ball these up" line. So I just left it right out of there. Great to see you again, Ty.
Hey,
thanks.
Good to see you,
Ty Warren.